This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, I never imagined being 50 years old. I'll be 15 early next month. And I never imagined being on air 30 years in the fight against the New World Order. 30 years. They're finally finding videos from 1994, 95. People are like, you were on in 94, 95? Yeah. Didn't save it. Didn't. Or the VHS tapes rotted away. It's just an epic time to be alive. This is a short segment in the No Man's Land. Some stations don't carry it. A lot of them do. I'm going to come back next segment and hit all this other huge news that's unfolding. Texas National Guard puts up more razor wire after the feds order them to take it down. That's what the Democrats always do. They always ignore the courts. So this is getting into a real crisis. We're going to be getting to that. We've got mainstream news saying ban family gardens. You can't make it up, man. I mean, these people are evil as hell. So we're going to be hitting all that. But I saw a video on Monday, now it's Wednesday, and I never got to it. So I was going back through the 50, 60 videos that we had in the last few days, and I saw this particular video of a man confronts drag queen. It's not a drag queen. It's a fat dude dressed like a clown at a school and calls him out. And this is really what we're going to have to do to protect our children. In many cases, this is going on in public schools, elementary students, and preschools without telling the parents. So I wanted to get to this clip, so I'm going to play it here in a moment. And then we're going to go through a lot of news in the next 30 minutes. And then Dr. Bartlett is pissed because even, I didn't even know this, even mainstream media said experimental Ebola shots that can shed are dangerous. Even USA Today did. I didn't know this. So they're trying to say we're kooks for saying this is an issue. And even mainline people are saying that. So the government's responded in Colorado, and it is going on a few other places, but Colorado announced it. And the government's and the governor's defense was, other people are doing it. Okay. Other people are taking fentanyl, too. Other people are jumping off cliffs. Doesn't mean we should all do it. Here's the pervert time being exposed, and then we'll be right back.
So who got the training? Who brought the pedophile?
Okay. First of all, you have to wear a mask.
No, thank you. Who brought the pedophile?
It's not optional.
We want to know.
You're required.
We want to know.
Wear a mask.
Oh, we're medically exempt. Thank you, though. Who brought the pedophile? I just want to know.
Sorry, that is actually for children.
It's for parents. Well, then why is the pedophile here?
So you guys could please...
No. We want to know why there's a pedophile here.
We saw videos of what that thing does.
Yeah.
Why did you...
It's got videos
of what that thing does
to do to little children.
Yeah.
You are...
Why did you have pedophiles
on YouTube of what it wants to do to little children?
Why did you bring the pedophile?
I don't understand.
Yeah, why would you bring children to a pedophile?
We're not swearing.
Yeah.
It's not vulgar language.
Hey, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Why would you want to bring children to this? Why would you want to expose your children to this? Just to prove how tolerant you are, a pedophile?
This is the only thing I have a problem with bringing children to. This.
You want to expose your children to pedophiles to prove how tolerant you are.
This is disgusting.
That thing has videos.
What is wrong with you?
Why are you? This is sick. Call them. There's a pedophile here with children.
Call them. This is disgusting. What is wrong with you people? These poor children. What is wrong with you sick people? Get out of here, you pedophile. Get out of here. You're not safe here. Get out of here. Look, this is sick. You are sick. You are sick. Look at these poor children.
It's all based on sex.
These poor children. These poor children. How dare you guys?
Yeah, this is how you do it,
folks.
Godless
whores. You guys are sick.
They're trying to demoralize you. They're trying to break your will. about to break your will. You push back, you get stronger, they get weaker. When you give in, you get weaker. Never surrender. The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWarsStore.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, a lot of people ask, is it Alex Jones posting on X? And yeah, about 80% of it is, but the crew puts out live links or breaking reports on Real Alex Jones. But I'm so busy that I was just during that little one-minute break rejoining a lot of stations, and I thought, I need to post on X at Real Alex Jones right now that Dr. Richard Bartlett, former, you know, head of the governor medical task force, hospital head, you name it, came on Friday and warned about experimental Ebola vaccine that is live, that does shed a weakened form of the virus that can make people with lowered immune systems really sick or kill them. And we showed a lot of news articles admitting it. And they had the governor come out against us and all this news and say we're liars and all this. So Bartlett got upset, which he should, and sent me a bunch of stuff I didn't even have. I mean, look at this. CDC finds lapses in latest lab mishap with Ebola virus. It's Colorado, folks. That's USA Today. CDC chief, anthrax gaffe should never have happened. Colorado lab developing Ebola vaccine for military use, which is what we say. They turn it around and say, oh, Jones attacked a hospital and said they're developing all this. No, I said they tested it on the damn hospital staff. So when we show you this newscast coming up, they do their, you know, 3-second clips of me to then misrepresent what I've said to then set us up. And I can see they're doing it because we're going up against the Pentagon. The globalists run it, the same ones that created all these different scares. And the ones behind the COVID shot. Our military are good men and women. But the military at the top's run by a bunch of globalists. So, Rob, you've got access to my X account. I don't have time to do it because Bartlett's coming up here in about 10, 12 minutes. Just put out a post that, breaking, governor of Colorado responds to citizens' Ebola outbreak concerns. And then just say, Alex Jones is about to cover this live with a medical doctor, okay? Something like that. Because if everybody gets excited and takes that link and pushes it, instead of reaching the 3 million people, and that's a conservative number, they're tuned in right now, and then the couple million that will watch this later other places, we can get 10, 20 million. Because it's not about picking on a hospital in Colorado. That's how they made the story. We pointed out they injected the hospital staff with the experimental shot, and we showed you all the medical literature and even mainstream news concerned that that shot sheds. And they admit, oh, it sheds. It just doesn't shed the full Ebola virus. We've had Dr. Judy Mikovits, who worked on the Ebola vaccine for the Pentagon, talk about all the other stuff it's full of, all the cancer viruses, you name it. And that was on Fox News yesterday, or 2 days ago. We played it yesterday. So they hope you're stupid, and they hope to go, oh, Alex Jones is discredited. He's attacked a hospital and said they're launching bioattacks. I said no such thing. I said they're using the hospital staff like guinea pigs. And I pointed out the Pentagon base down the road, which they admit is running the project. Everything we said is true. But it's so frustrating. So I want everybody to go to Real Alex Jones on Twitter as soon as this tweet goes out of the live feed of the show. We already got a lot of people tuned in, but if you get excited and if you all retweet it and repost it or physically call people or send it in text messages to friends and neighbors and families or your whole email list and say, hey, did you know they're injecting people with a virus that sloughs and sheds? And look, I was already going to cover this day and not get Bartlett on. And then he called me and said, hey, I'm sending you a bunch of stuff. They're full of crap. I already had this stack of research, government documents, studies, everything, to show they're full of crap. Yeah, I could go 8 hours with this, okay? Bartlett just sent me all this. Okay? So, I mean, this is just insane. They do not want a discussion about how China had that dangerous lab, and we've got labs even far more dangerous here, including labs that are producing mouse pox that can spread into humans with humanized mice that kills over 90% of people. And they're having congressional hearings about this. Look, I love my family. I mean, by extension, I love you. I don't want to be exposed to this. And they claim it's for biodefense. That's a load of horse manure, folks. This is about total control. And I've got so many documents for the globalists say the next big thing is going to be airborne Ebola, which is what they're working on at the lab. And there's been, I didn't even know this, mainstream news articles with scientists calling this lab out, not the hospital. Again, it's in the WikiLeaks that they're doing Aleister Crowley rituals with the Podestas. The Podestas are in the Washington Post in 2007 showing all their pedophile art. They actually show it. Not actual kids, but paintings of kids getting raped. And then they divert off to a pizza place where nothing was going on to then get us to cover that to say nothing's happening anywhere else. This is how they operate. So they're trying to say we're attacking this hospital when we pointed out they're doing testing with the shots on the hospital staff. It's like when I said 9/11 is an inside job. They went, oh, you're saying the firefighters blew up the towers. No, I didn't say that. The firefighters told me and the police told me. They were told there were bombs in the buildings and they saw them go off. And I interviewed the police and firemen. The opposite. It's not saying radical Islam doesn't exist or wasn't involved. It was saying there were clearly bombs in Building 7. But I had a good friend of mine I've known for years finally say, I don't believe all your conspiracies yesterday. Or 2 days ago. And I said, what are they? And he goes, well, I don't believe that no planes hit the towers. And I said, that's somebody else. Well, I don't believe lasers blew it up. That's somebody else. That's not me, see? And that's how they build these straw men over and over and over and over and over and over again. Now, I've already done an hour and 12 minutes of show. Now, when you tune into regular talk radio, and that's what this is, talk radio on TV, you hear plugs every segment outside of the ads, because that's how they stay on air and how they have to advertise. People don't listen to the ads anymore. Everybody knows that. They listen to the plugs live on the air. Have you heard one plug in an hour and 12 minutes? No. And I'm my biggest problem. Oh, my God, how do I get the funding, and how do we expand in the face of this and not just, you know, stay here at the same size? And it's like, well, get up off your ass. You know, trust in God, but as the Bedouins say, but tie up your camel. Or as Hunter S. Thompson said, trust in God, but row away from the rocks. You know, you're on a paddle boat being blown to the rocks. Paddle away from the rocks in the storm. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're boldly fighting the tyrants. We're fearlessly taking on the New World Order. We're not backing down, and we've got amazing products at the same time. And I want to just ask God to convict your heart out there to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Winter Sun, highest rated quality, organic, D3, all, I see almost all, but it's been in the studies, it's all viral replication and spread happens because of lack of vitamin D3. And we got the best there is under the tongue. A dropper. Take a few drops a day, especially in the winter. Go get it at InfoWarsStore.com. Go get our supercharged special about to end because we're about to sell it at DNA Force Plus. 50% off DNA Force Plus when you get it with the Real Red Pill, and it's selling out too, but not as quick as DNA Force. It'll be sold out within days. That's there. Supercharge your body's defenses. InfoWarsStore.com. Get our newest product from Dr. Jones Naturals, which is Next Level Foundational Energy, the highest quality methylfolate. That's not methamphetamine, but God, it ought to be called that. I hate methamphetamine. I've taken it like 3-4 times in my life. But methyl just means souped up or boiled down or concentrated, transformed. It's folic acid broken into its final byproduct in the cells. And most people cannot absorb folic acid fully. White people, a lot of us, I'm at 12%. I've had my genetic testing done. Some of my cells, some areas they operate at like superhuman levels. Other areas I have crippling, genetic things because white people are a mutation, which I'm proud to be. It's nothing against it or anything. But the point is that most white people, particularly Northern Europeans, have a real problem in their cells. And you can look this up yourself, processing folic acid. That's what Popeye eats, the spinach. That's strong in folic acid. You know, a lot of birth defects are caused by lack of folic acid. Strong to the finish because I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot. Well, if you want a Popeye the Sailor Man, go get Next Level Foundational Energy with the highest quality methyl folate with the B-complexes to supercharge it. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And then you stack on top of that 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force back in stock discounted. Next Level. Get your Next Level Foundational Energy. Get your...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Animal research being done at Colorado State University.
So are you expecting an outbreak in Colorado?
CSU is building an enclosure to study bats and their diseases, and that has drawn confusion and condemnation from the far right.
Fort Collins is not exactly moving down a conservative path in any way, shape, or form. And to go from their transgender ideology to now their bat institution.
The Ebola virus, the Marburg virus, the Nipah virus, and the Hendra virus. They are all going to be studied right here in Fort Collins. In a bat lab.
CSU says that claim by former GOP gubernatorial candidate Heidi Gunnall is not true.
Because this breeding facility is designed for just that, breeding and then some experiments. And those experiments will be done at something called Animal Biosafety Level 2, which is not an acceptable biosafety level for Ebola, Nipah, MERS, SARS-CoV.
CSU reiterated today that the lab will not handle Ebola and will not be doing gain-of-function research on bat diseases, despite far-right claims to the contrary. Now to part two of the conspiracy theory.
Ebola has a very high mortality rate, so it's exciting to be a part of this next step in treating this disease.
Last November, members of Denver Health's high-risk infection team got the Ebola vaccine on the off chance that someone with that disease travels to Denver.
The U.S. government has moved bioweapon labs to Denver and is injecting health care staff with live Ebola, and it's shedding and spreading. That's the big takeaway, folks. Insanity.
The CDC tells 9 News that the vaccine contains only a portion of the Ebola virus to stimulate an immune response. So it would be impossible, the CDC says, for people who receive the vaccine to shed the full Ebola virus to others and infect them. Despite what America's most infamous conspiracy theorist claims.
I mean, this doesn't even sound real. It's so crazy.
Alex Jones is ranting about Denver Health. He even got the attention of Colorado's Democratic Governor Jared Polis, who posed a common sense question on social media. Why would first responders getting the Ebola vaccine in Colorado be more of a danger than the first responders getting the same vaccine in a bunch of other states?
Laboratories at the centers.
All right, we're going to go to this USA Today report real quick and then to Dr. Bartlett. But again, we have an interview with a medical doctor. We show a bunch of articles where they admit they're testing Ebola and doing all this. And then they turn it all around and just say, oh, Alex Jones made it up, and then edit stuff out of context to say my target's the hospital. No, I said they gave hospital staff the shots, which they could then shed, according to the medical doctor we had on, and he gave me the documents on that vaccine saying that, and I said it on TV. And so the reporters watching my hour-long interview, they saw all of that. It was an hour and 30-minute interview, actually. They saw us show all that, but they're preying on their audience to deceive them. Here's a short report on the concerns of these labs.
Laboratories at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention work with some of the world's most dangerous viruses and bacteria. And some of these pathogens, like anthrax, Ebola, and plague, are heavily regulated because of their potential to be used as weapons by terrorists. So it's important news that the CDC has now admitted to USA Today that the agency's own labs have faced secret enforcement action 6 times since 2003 for mishandling potential bioterror pathogens. The CDC not only operates numerous labs, it also regulates hundreds of public and private biodefense labs nationwide. The agency, citing security concerns, has refused for more than a year to disclose the names of 5 labs that have had their permits suspended and another 5 labs that have repeatedly been referred for enforcement actions because of serious safety violations. The CDC's admission this week that its own labs are among them came only after USA Today won a Freedom of Information Act appeal and obtained a letter showing that some of CDC's labs in Fort Collins, Colorado, had their permit suspended from 2007 to 2010. CDC labs have been under scrutiny in the wake of several high-profile incidents in 2014 with anthrax, Ebola, and a deadly strain of flu. Read the USA Today Network's full investigation at biolabs.usatoday.com.
Okay, so this specific lab we're talking about is on record messing around with Ebola. They've gotten in trouble. You just saw USA Today, but you just saw local news and the governor say, we're liars. Let's bring in a gentleman that's headed up and been on governor's task forces here in Texas, runs hospitals, you name it, medical doctor Richard Bartlett, who's simply raising the alarm as a public service. We're 4 minutes to break, sir. You've got the floor to set the table here, but boy, they've jumped the shark, it seems.
Alex, it looks like you might be over the target, and maybe we're going to convince them not to do this in the middle of our country because of the spotlight. Thank you for what you do with InfoWars. But the bottom line is they cannot refute that a new bat lab, which looks like it's going to be Wuhan 2.0 on steroids, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, is already slated to be built right there in Fort Collins. That's a fact, and you exposed that. You also exposed the fact that there is an Ebola vaccine that has been given to Denver health workers, paramedics, nurses, and doctors in anticipation of a possible future Ebola outbreak. They say that. And you expose that. Those are irrefutable facts. And so there's a lot of spin, and there's a lot of things that they didn't cover in their story.
And they admit in the newscast that it can shed, but they go, don't worry, it's not the full Ebola. Well, you said that on the show.
Well, here's the thing. It does have segment of Ebola genetically engineered into a virus that is very contagious. Because Ebola itself is not very extremely contagious, and it's also dangerous.
Explain this. You're saying they created a virus vector?
So they have taken a virus, vaccinia virus, is how you say it, and they have spliced in genetic code from Ebola into that virus, and that virus is a live virus vaccine. So you were exactly correct. It is a live virus vaccine, and in their FDA package insert, it does have shedding 31% of the time. 31.7% is the number that they put in the package insert. So anyone can do an online search of Ervebo vaccine package insert, and they can read it for themselves. They can also read that there hasn't been testing, according to the package insert, on how this would affect people that are immune compromised. You covered that in your segment. And so there's a lot of things that you said that are just straight out of the FDA package insert. Of course, they're not giving the full-blown deadly Ebola itself as a shot in the arm. They're giving a vaccine that's a live virus that sheds 31% of the time. And so there is a concern with that. But the question that you raised is why? Why is Denver Health vaccinating people now for a potential Ebola outbreak? What do they know, and what are they preparing for? Well, disconnected from that, they're building a new bat lab, which looks, by all accounts, to be a Wuhan Institute of Virology 2.0 on steroids, right down the highway, 65 miles north at Fort Collins. And so you just played a segment showing that there were past lab safety issues in Fort Collins. And so these things are irrefutable, and people can make their own decision on what's going to happen. But, you know, the amazing thing about free speech in the United States is when you sound the alarm, sometimes bad things don't happen. And so I appreciate you sounding the alarm.
Well, I really respect you. You day one exposed everything with COVID. So you call me and say, this is important. We get you on. Notice they took you out of the newscast and a bunch of other reports. They didn't want to mention you, a respected doctor, though.
I noticed that. I noticed that this was a hit job, in my opinion. That's my opinion, that they were trying to dissuade the public from the reality that something has happened that's historic. Denver Health, the main health center for a crisis in all of Colorado, is vaccinating people in November, just 2 months ago, for Ebola, for a future potential Ebola outbreak. I think that's the news, and that's what they don't want to talk about. Why are they doing
that? Stay right. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab, and you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy a $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Richard Bartlett is our guest. He's been appointed by the Texas governor's head up task force, he's headed up hospitals, you name it. He's a great MD. and he works with investigative journalist John Fleetwood at johnfleetwood.com, also bedestinworks.com, which doesn't sell bedestine. He helped get that out up there up front and save millions around the world that learned about it ahead of Oxford and other major research facilities saying bedestine is amazing for COVID. That's just a side issue, but just remember that. He's doing this all as a public service. So, Doc, we know we're under the target when they go crazy, and I'm not pushing this on you or giving you the credit. It's just true. You were saying earlier, yes, Alex, you were right about this, this, and that, but you sent me all the documents, the hospital announcements, the labs, the CDC documents, the admissions of testing, developing counters to Ebola by these research facilities. So I was right because I was going off what you sent me. You sent me even more here, but to have the governor come out against us, to not just the newscast we air, but a bunch of others, freak out and change the subject and build a straw man that we're attacking the hospital workers and saying they're involved in a secret bioweapon program. Well, I guess they are being tested on, but we're not saying they're guilty or bad people. They mean well. They're trying to change the subject. So they're acting hysterical. And then you sent me USA Today and Colorado news articles. I got a whole stack we'll go through here. So when you want them, call for them. I've got them all right here, where there's been major problems at the facility where they're building the now larger facility that you're calling Wuhan 2.0. So, yeah, they're definitely scared of something. And Congress is investigating gain of function. Now they're trying to deny these labs are doing gain of function. It's totally illegal, but they are. So this is really a discussion about, I saw in the local paper last week, people are upset about a giant monkey farm with 40,000 monkeys and apes, where they're going to be doing all sorts of biological testing east of Austin in Bastrop. And that's normal. Like, you have a nuclear power plant next door to you. You want to know who's running it. You want to know what's happening. But instead, they want to just throw it out there and say we're all crazy after we've already seen the lab leak from Wuhan. So walk through this for people and why this is so important.
So, Alex, I want to make a point. They did not call United States Senator Joni Ernst about this lab, bat lab, that's being put in the middle of the United States in Colorado, although she has already been very vocal and public about this. And so if they, you know, why aren't they asking, acknowledging that a United States, there's only 100 United States senators. They're at a very high level. They get intelligence briefings that you and I don't get. Why aren't they talking to her? Why didn't I bet they haven't reached out to Joni Ernst or even shown her quotes that she said about this specific bat lab being put there and about the potential of a outbreak? That's her concern, a United States senator. Alex, why wouldn't they mention her?
Because they don't want to mention credible people. They want to just act like I made this up.
Well, you know what? You have the ear of millions of people every day. And so you've said many things that were absolutely credible and at the tip of the spear as far as saving lives. And one of those things you said was about budesonide, that we have a tool that could be used against COVID when they were saying there's nothing you can do. Just hide in place and do not bother the hospitals or the doctors.
Yeah, well, my dad couldn't get out of bed and had 87% oxygen and was going to die until you got him that prescription and I got him to breathe it.
But you know what? This is the budesonide for COVID. Just to clarify that you have been at the tip of the spear with the facts when they were hidden by mainstream media. This was budesonide against COVID. You talked about it before it was breaking in Oxford University, the oldest university in the English-speaking world, with 72 Nobel Prize laureates. That's a pretty credible source.
Well, Doc, we just talked to experts like you. So look at these other headlines. USA Today, CDC finds lapses in latest lab mishap with Ebola virus. And they specifically, in these different articles, list this lab that's being expanded. CDC chief, anthrax gaffe should never have happened. Colorado lab developing Ebola vaccine for military use. That's all we said. They claim that's not true. There's USA Today. Biomark, you sent me all the documents. Talk about these documents, what we know is really going on. I mean, look at this headline. Newly disclosed CDC biolab failures, like a screenplay for a disaster movie, USA Today. But we're bad for saying it.
Alex, let's just look at the facts. You're presenting evidence. USA Today is about as mainstream media as it gets. And so what they were reporting as early as 2014, 2016, and doing FOIA requests to the U.S. Congress That's one source of information. In their FOIA request, they won those suits, and they got information that was heavily redacted. People can just go to that. Look up these stories that Alex Jones, you are showing right now to the whole world that are not being highlighted to the people.
And by the way,
Colorado,
that's key. Mainstream media was never perfect, and they would lie when they were paid for like a war or something. But until about 2015 or so, they still broke a lot of stuff. Like Bayer knowingly was putting HIV in their factor VIII and hepatitis. But they all got bought off right after that. So we can go back to the article specifically about these labs, and it's all there, but nothing after 2016.
Again, Alex, read those headlines so people can look at this for themselves on their own cell phones. This is USA Today. Look at these articles. Read them. There's links. The evidence is there. You and I didn't do this legwork.
You mentioned it. We have U.S. senators raising lab leak concerns. That's what you just said. So we're bad, but the senators raising it.
Right. So, you know what? If they want to watch this show, what they're going to learn is that there's evidence since 2014 that mainstream media, USA Today, was concerned and voicing opinions, and that Congress itself was concerned, and there were congressional hearings about lab discrepancies and injuries and violations with the CDC. I have learned, looking at what has been out in the mainstream media back in 2014 and 16, if you look at what the links are for the USA Today, that at that time, the CDC was regulating themselves. What can go wrong if you're going to be holding yourself accountable? Where's the checks and balances? I didn't see any evidence of checks and balances. That's a problem.
But you said at the start of the interview, they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off. You don't like to speculate, but clearly they're freaking out over this. Why would the governor come out against us when we're only quoting, like you said, a U.S. senator?
I think it's newsworthy, at least. And apparently they think it's newsworthy. You know, they were just bragging that they were vaccinating people. And you know what? I'm pro real vaccines to protect people, but that's not the only public health measure that has had huge benefits to humanity in the last 200 years. Clean food and clean water have done that. And so you look at third world countries, that's still their biggest problem. And that's how there are outbreaks, because of a lack of clean food and clean water.
You're right. In fact, sanitation is what did most of it. I agree. If there's a real disease, I want a clean vaccine. Why can't we get companies to do that? I guess because they have liability protection, they have no reason to.
Right. So, you know, Alex, if I turn on the TV, I'm going to watch a dozen new medicines commercials, and they're going to, at the end of it, talk real fast. And they're going to say it can cause headache, fever, diarrhea, death, and they're going to list a bunch of other things. And people are going to think, dang, why would I take that? But you know what? With vaccines, they don't have to do that. They have not had to. They should ethically and morally, but legally they don't have to because they can't be sued. Vaccine manufacturers cannot be sued because of a law that was passed by Congress in 1986. I think all your viewers probably know that. But you know what? If the local news in Colorado is watching this. They may have heard that for the first time just now.
Wow. Final segment, Doctor. I know you're on your lunch. Let's come back and talk about what we do about this. They don't want us investigating it. They don't want us looking at it. Why is that? They're really scared of this report because he sent me the documents. They admit they've been on the newscast. Yeah, this you take this shot, it sheds Ebola, but it's weakened.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Up for an actual draft for war with Russia. That's up on Infowars.com right now. Wow. And you got the Germans saying it, the Swedes saying it, of all people. It's just getting crazier and crazier. Dr. Bartlett, of all the different Colorado and Denver Post and USA Today articles he sent me and studies he sent me, he keeps being nice, saying, Alex, you were right about this and that. I just read everything he sent me. They are right here with the U.S. senator talking about what a danger this is. But notice the media doesn't talk about the senator or all the violations at the lab they're expanding in Colorado. They talk about me like I made it up. I've been chosen as the guy they say is the liar because they know you're listening. And they know other people are about to listen. They want to say, oh, don't listen to that guy. Well, don't listen to me. Do your own research. So here's an article. A new bat lab proposed despite CDC's past serious safety violations while working with bioterror pathogens in Colorado. And then it's got a link here out of Fort Collins and the lab. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read this quote to you right now. Reacting to the news of the new bat research facility, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, Republican, warned, we cannot allow any batty experiments on our pandemic potential to be unleashed on our own shores. Americans have suffered enough from Fauci funding risky research, which is why I'm working to defund EcoHealth, the taxpayer-funded dollars of the Chinese state-run Wuhan lab, she added. The world cannot afford another lab leak, especially one on U.S. soil or near our military bases. And then they admit that the so-called vaccine leaks. So, Doc, we got a few minutes left here. Closing comments, because this is obviously a big story. Now it's blown up. They're trying to cover up. They're very desperate.
Yeah. And so why don't they ask Joni Ernst? So this is the United States senator from Iowa. Her first responsibility is to the people of Iowa, but she also cares about the United States. And so why does she consider this a concern for the people of Iowa when it's in Colorado? Well, apparently she knows something about this, and I agree with her statement entirely. We can't afford another Ebola, another outbreak, another pandemic that starts in the middle of our country. We can't, and we can't afford a lab leak. And so who can argue with what she said? But you know what? I bet they don't read her quote that you just read. That's newsworthy. And so I just want to point that out, that even though she's from Iowa, she's a United States senator that has a concern about this very bat lab project that's under works right now. And that's her opinion. And I think her opinion is weighty. There's also reports. What is the name of that? So here's another a quote that I have found from the Coloradan. You see, you can go to Coloradan.com, and the story title is "Records Reveal Biological Hazards at Fort Collins CDC." And the quote is, two of the Fort Collins incidents involve select agents, pathogens included on a federal list of potential bioterror pathogens. The list includes pathogens such as those that cause anthrax, Ebola, plague, and certain avian or reconstituted flu virus strains. So, hello, we're just talking about the facts and stuff that's already been reported, but you're putting it all together for the people, and you're not burying it. Like, they're distracting. They're doing smoke and mirrors trying to distract from what your message was for an hour-long show the other day. And so they're cherry-picking and they're spinning. But they're not doing it honestly, in my opinion, because...
never said the nurses and doctors at Colorado Health are running a bioweapon program. We said the Pentagon publicly is running one, using the hospital as guinea pigs, and all the experts agree it's dangerous, including a U.S. senator.
Well, the United States senator says this bat lab with that's being created is a problem, and her quote that you just read, I think, is crystal clear about the threat. And she's saying we can't afford this again, and she's exactly right. I know you agree with what her statement is. I do as well. Who would not agree with that? But the fact that they're vaccinating for Ebola for a potential future outbreak right down the road from Fort Collins, where this bat lab is being put in, is the news. Why are they concerned? Why are they preparing? Not just concerned, but they're actually preparing for a potential Ebola outbreak in Colorado. Why would they do that in Denver, 65 miles away from where a new bat lab is coming in? And the quote that Joni Ernst says is very crystal clear about what.
So they're very upset we're spotlighting this. And now we move to the area of speculation. You're a medical doctor, been on the governor's task forces, you name it. Got another guy coming in here who's been on the governor's task forces with the border. Why? Clearly, they do not want us looking at this.
Well, and therefore, we're going to look at it, and we're going to sound the alarm so that nothing bad happens to American people because we care about
Americans
and
people. By the way, that's key. We came out in August from my Border Patrol and TSA sources and said they're planning mask controls, which they tried, but because we got ahead of it, they backed down. We're here trying to stop this, folks, and I think that's why they're pissed.
Well, we have a four-year track record of what can go wrong with medical tyranny, using medical excuses for tyranny. And, 4 years later, we hear that there was no science behind the six-foot-apart social distancing from Fauci himself. We see the evidence coming out over and over about masks and mask mandates.
He admitted in congressional testimony, you mentioned 2 weeks ago, that they had no evidence of masks and no evidence of social distancing.
Well, I'll tell you, the Florida Surgeon General, the number one doctor in Florida, says that the COVID shots are not safe. We need more information.
He says they're infected with DNA.
He says quite a bit, and he does.
Why don't you explain to people briefly why you don't want DNA mixed in with a vaccine? I mean, I'm not a doctor, okay, but I know your body attacks the pathogen. Anything attached to it, it starts attacking too. Does that not cause autoimmune disorders?
It's reported that it's up to 70 times the safety level, according to the FDA, of DNA contamination in these mod RNA shots. And so
explain what that does, doctor. I mean, it does a lot, but
the concern is, does that DNA in a plasmid get into the cells and actually incorporate DNA code into a person's DNA in their cells, possibly to their eggs and sperm,
which would cause cancer, right? And we see cancer exploding.
And also the University of Cambridge, that's a prestigious university, said that there's up to 10% of frame shifting, that this modified RNA with this not synthetic, not man-made, never in nature before, pseudouridine that has been put in the mod RNA shots, causes frame shifting, is the term they used, where there's misreading of the code when it's going through the ribosome to make proteins, and up to 10% of the time, abnormal proteins are made. Abnormal proteins that are not normal self. When your body recognizes something that's not self, it'll attack it. If it's attached to your cells, that will be a problem because it'll attack your cells.
Damn right.
That's autoimmune disorders. But also, cancers can have, it's a fact. Cancers have abnormal.
So, by the way, I don't have a medical degree, but I can figure it out and say, you know, yeah, you're right. So the system knows exactly what they're doing.
Well, University of Cambridge published it to the whole world. And so it's called frame shifting with the modified RNA, making abnormal proteins 10% of the time, which has the potential. There are abnormal proteins involved in cancers. There's abnormal proteins could trigger autoimmune disorders. So that's a fact. You'll have the number one lawyer for the state of Texas, the Attorney General Ken Paxton, who has stood against an onslaught, constantly attacked, and he says that they have lied about the effectiveness of the COVID shots.
Of course.
And so we heard safe and effective, and they're still saying safe and effective, but this number one doctor, the Surgeon General of Florida, says they're not convinced it's safe. And 4 years later, there's evidence that there's a concern, sure, that it isn't. And then you got the number one lawyer in Texas saying it's not effective. So there you go. That's the whole message.
And you got a U.S. senator saying, look out about this lab. So they want to make it about Alex Jones instead of making it about what the real facts are. Folks, don't believe me. Don't believe Dr. Bartlett. Just believe your own research. Do your own research. Dr. Bartlett, great job. MedicineWorks.com. Thank you so much, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
All right. We have a special guest joining us, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Pete Chambers. Great guy. And he lives right outside Austin, Dripping Springs. He's part of the big convoy operation that's about to launch. He's going to be joining us coming up when we start the next hour. Here in just a few minutes. Please remember, we are funded by you, and we need your support now. If you like what we're doing, want to continue it, it's your decision whether you go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of all the amazing products, the supplements, the water filtration, the storable food, the Patriot T-shirts. All of it is at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't do this without your help, and it's all up to God working through you, but I ask you now to make the decision to go check out InfoWarsStore.com. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, take clips of the show, retweet what we're doing, promote what we're doing, because it's having an effect, and we've got major enemy heat because they know we're over the target. Hour number three. Hey, Europe's had its convoys, Canada's had its convoys, now America is about to have its convoys, and one of their leaders joins us in studio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
Vapingcompany.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.